Is it permitted to cry on Shabbos? So most people who are asked this question will answer, of course not. Shabbos is a day of rest, of happiness, of joy, of einig. Of course it's forbidden to cry on Shabbos. So let's see what the Paiskim say about this question. It's recorded in the Ramah, chapter 288, Halacha 2, based on Rishonim, that one who receives pleasure from crying may cry on Shabbos. In other words, we agree with the idea that it's forbidden on Shabbos to cause yourself pain. But if the crying is not from pain but from pleasure, then it is permitted. And the Taz gives a case example. For example, it is permitted for one to cry out of feelings of yearning and dveikus to Hashem, such as occurs while singing a niggun or one who is davening with intense concentration of Avedas HaTefillah. The Taz brings that the source for this is Rabbi Akiva. At the states in the Medrash that the students of Rabbi Akiva once found him crying on Shabbos, and they asked him why he is crying, and he answered that it is a pleasure for him to cry, and therefore it is permitted. What about other forms of crying, such as crying due to sadness, such as someone who discovered sad news, or someone who is broken by his low state of Avedas Hashem? Is it permitted for such a person to cry? So the Ramah rules that it's mutter. Why is it mutter? We said before, only cry of pleasure is permitted. Explains the Ramah, another paiskin, that when someone is in pain, someone is hurt by something, crying helps to heal the sadness, the mourning. It's therapeutic. So instead of walking around the whole Shabbos in a bad state, in a sad state, have a good cry and continue with your joyful Shabbos. That's the position of the Ramah. The Taz, however, argues and says, no, it's forbidden to cry on Shabbos due to sad things, even if you're doing so to release pain. So practically, we have a dispute amongst Achreinim, some of the greatest of the Achreinim, the Taz and the Ramah, whether crying out of pain to release the pain is mutar on Shabbos. How do we rule? The vast majority of Paiskim side like the ruling of the Ramah that it is permitted. So rules the Elyon Rabbah, the Tosefta Shabbos, the Pri Megadim, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishneh Berurah, the Kaf HaChaim, and many others. While the Taz is pretty much a lone opinion. Regarding the opinion of the Alter Rebbe, interestingly, in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, he completely omits this law of crying on Shabbos. So Halacha L'Maaseh is permitted to cry on Shabbos for pleasure purposes, and included in pleasure purposes is someone who needs to cry in order to release pain that he has. Therapeutic purposes. We'll conclude though with two different stories of the two sides of the spectrum that are told over by Chassidim. Reb Itcher de Masmid was a famous Chassid of the Rebbe Rayatz, known for his assiduous nature. If there was 25 hours in the day, he would have studied for 25 hours. Since there's only 24, so he only studied 24 hours a day. That's what the Chassidim would say of Reb Itcher de Masmid. Besides, for a great learner, he was also a Baal Avodah, would place tremendous effort in his service of davening. He was a shadar of the Rebbe Rayatz, and in that position he was sent to various communities to collect funds for the Teim Chitimim Yeshivas and for other purposes for the Rebbe Rayatz. This story occurred while he was staying in England. He was staying by the Rappaport family, who was the Rav of that town. On Shabbos day, the Rebbetzin told over, he would daven very, very, very long hours, from the early morning to the late, late afternoon. But that's not what surprised her the most. She said that periodically she would have to come into the Beis Medrash with a shmate to wipe up the tears, the puddle that was created under Reb Itcher de Masmid as he cried profusely when he davened. And this davening was on Shabbos. In his great dveikus, he would have so many tears that would form a puddle that you would have to clean it up every Shabbos. On the opposite angle, there's another story told over by Chassidim of a Chassid who was traveling through a certain city and stayed by a certain family's home for that Shabbos. On the Friday night meal, their young son choked on a bone and passed away, lo yaleinu. The Chassid said he did not see any change of emotion on the father. Not that night, not the next day, not that afternoon. He acted as a regular Shabbos, everything as usual. As soon as he said Avdallah, the father of the home who just lost his son burst out in tears. His host was not someone who was exactly part of the Hasidic movement and studied Hasidic philosophy. And the Chassid was very impressed. the strength in Yiras Shamayim that a Jew can have. Withhold himself the whole Shabbos from such a tragedy to not express sadness on Shabbos. Halachically, of course, as we explain, the majority of Pesachim rule is permitted. But nonetheless, there were Yidin that controlled themselves and prevented themselves from crying even so. We all know famously that the Rebbe, by Yud Shvat, withheld himself from crying until after Shabbos, in which then the Rebbe was unconsolable. May Hashem bless us that we only have good things to cry about, and that for sure is mutter to cry about on Shabbos. May all the needed tears on Shabbos be used for those matters.